good morning and welcome to Easter Sunrise Service. A couple notes about the service before we begin. We will be following the order of service of Matins on page 32. But as you may notice, the lights are still darkened. We are finishing up the Triduum, that series of three services that began with Maundy Thursday, where we ate with Christ at the Last Supper. On Good Friday, we journeyed with him into his death on the cross. And this morning, we are at the cusp of the resurrection and are ready to rise with him. And so the lights have remained off for the beginning of the service. We will omit the liturgical music, and so we'll just have spoken response. If you look at your bulletin here, the invitatory, the Lord is risen indeed, alleluia, and you will say, for he is our maker. At that point, the altar light will turn on, and the music will be restored, and we'll sing the Venite. And at the end of the lection, I'll do the glorious Easter proclamation, Christ is risen, and you will answer, he is risen indeed. And all the lights will turn on in the sanctuary, and we will bask in our Easter joy. Please rise for the opening versicles. O Lord, open thou my lips.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. And we will sing the Venite. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and my song. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established.
The Lord will reign forever and ever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord comes from Isaiah chapter 65. Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. The epistle lesson comes from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ, then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise?" And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ is risen. We sing the hymn of the day. You may be seated. A word about this morning's sermon. So the text from this morning's sermon comes from St. John Chrysostom. I know it is the tradition here, usually, to have the field worker preach on Easter sunrise service, but since Thomas is unable to join us, I thought I would bring some words from the past. St. John Chrysostom was Archbishop of Constantinople and Patriarch in the year 400 AD. He was a faithful man. His name, Chrysostom, just means golden tongue, because he was well-renowned for his preaching. So we don't know his actual name. We just know he's St. John the Great Preacher. And he is known to be one of the greatest preachers in the history of the Christian church. Now, he has a paschal homily, which we will hear this morning, that is traditionally read at Easter Matins before the main service at Easter sunrise in the Eastern Orthodox churches, as well as many Roman Catholic, Anglican, and Missouri Synod churches. And so this morning, I thought I would bring that tradition to you. So a word from St. John Chrysostom. We will hear his exhortation to Easter joy. We will hear the victory of Christ over death boldly proclaimed, and then the comfort that we have that we are all in Christ, and no matter our merit or work, all have been received on this Easter day by Christ into his death and into his resurrection. If any man be devout and love God, let him enjoy this fair and radiant triumphal feast. If any man be a wise servant, let him rejoice, entering into the joy of his Lord. If any have labored long in fasting, let him now receive his recompense. If any have wrought from the first hour, let him today receive his just reward. If any have come at the third hour, let him with thankfulness keep the feast. If any have arrived at the sixth hour, let him have no misgivings, because he shall in no wise be deprived thereof. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, let him draw near, fearing nothing. If any have tarried even until the 11th hour, let him also be not alarmed at his tardiness. For the Lord, who is jealous of his honor, will accept the last even as the first. He gives rest unto him who comes at the 11th hour, even as unto him who has wrought from the first hour. And he shows mercy upon the last and cares for the first. And to the one he gives, and upon the other he bestows gifts. He both accepts the deeds and welcomes the intention, and honors the acts and praises the offering. Wherefore enter you all into the joy of your Lord, and receive your reward, both the first and likewise the second. You rich and poor together hold high the festival. You sober and you heedless honor the day. Rejoice today, both you who have fasted and you who have disregarded the fast. The table is full laden. Feast ye all sumptuously. The calf is fatted. Let no one go hungry away. Enjoy ye all the feast of faith. Receive ye all the riches of loving kindness. Let no one bewail his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep for his iniquities, for pardon has shone forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was held prisoner of it has annihilated it. By descending into hell, he made hell captive. He embittered it when it tasted of his flesh. And Isaiah, foretelling this, did cry. Hell, said he, has been embittered when it encountered thee in the lower regions. It was embittered, for it was abolished. It was embittered, for it was mocked. It was embittered, for it was slain. It was embittered, for it was overthrown. It was embittered, for it was fettered in chains. The grave swallowed a body and met God face to face. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took that which was seen and fell upon the unseen. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen. And you are overthrown. Christ is risen. And the demons are fallen. Christ is risen. And the angels rejoice. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And life reigns. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And not one dead remains in the grave, For Christ, being risen from the dead, is become first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and dominion until the ages of the ages. Amen. The ushers may receive the offering. Before we rise for the Te Deum, just one more note. Instead of the Collect of Peace, which we usually say at the end of Matins, we will be saying a series of three collects assigned in the altar book for Easter morning, and you will respond to each one individually with a sung Amen. Let's rise for the Te Deum.
Kyrie. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy
will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Almighty God, who through thine only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, hast overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly beseech thee that as thou dost put into our minds good desires, so by thy continual help we may bring the same to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who celebrate thy Paschal feast, kindled with heavenly desires, may ever thirst for the fountain of life, Jesus Christ, thy only Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Let us keep the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who celebrate the solemnities of the Lord's resurrection may by the renewal of thy Holy Spirit rise again from the death of the soul. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Bless we the Lord. May the love of God and the grace of the Father and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Thank you all for being here bright and early to celebrate our Lord's resurrection. Do not forget that after the service, we have the Easter breakfast. So make sure you enjoy that. Don't leave and go home yet. And of course, we have Easter Day service after that, where we will receive the Lord's body and blood. The resurrected Lord, right, will give himself to us to give us his life. So depart in peace, and I'll see you over there.